Let this abomination unto the Lord begin!
You're listening to Podcrapular Light.
Oh my God, I'm so excited, I wish I could wet my pants!
Podcrapular.
Inconceivable!
Light.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be whining, this is my job.
Podcrapular Light.
We don't have a lot of time, we weren't meant to spend it this way.
Because Golf Widow and Josh had better things to do.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
So you're stuck with Andy Martello.
He doesn't look like any consultant I've ever seen!
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
Dumber than advertised.
I like animals.
Isn't that nice?
Well, I have it on pretty good authority that I'm a dumbass.
Podcrapular Light.
I like the nightlife. I like the boogie.
Hello, Golf Widow. Crap. She's not here. So it's me, it's Andy Martello, one half of Podcrapular. Josh is possibly producing this. I really don't know what he's doing. All I know for sure is when you've got just one person on the mic, it's very likely that you're listening to a Podcrapular Light, and that's what this is. As it happens, Golf Widow and I may or may not be able to get together anytime soon to record a full-on show, because as it happens, the next time she actually has days off, I will be booked in the middle of nowhere. I will have some computer access, but it won't be my computer, and I certainly won't be able to record things. So there's a chance when she wants to record a podcast, I will be at the Hualapai Ranch. Hualapai. The Hualapai Ranch. Near Grand Canyon West, near the new Skywalk. I'm going to be there. Depending on when this airs, who knows if this will make a difference, but I'll say it now. I will be performing at the Hualapai Ranch December 18th through the 23rd of 2007. Then I come back to beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada for a couple of days. And after that, from the 26th through the 30th, I head on back to the Hualapai Ranch, and I do another little run. That's where you'll probably get to see me. Anyone near the Grand Canyon, you'll probably get to see me doing things, juggling comedy, etc. All fun and family-friendly, mind you. Not like the stuff I normally do for Podcrapular, where I tell lots of dick jokes and fisting jokes and fart a lot and say pussy and dick a lot. I won't be doing that at the Hualapai Ranch. But you'll get to see me there. I'm probably going to be performing there once a month, 1 week a month. If I'm lucky, 1 week a month, every month, until I become famous and or rich. And I won't really become rich doing that, so I'll need other work. But in any event, that's what I will be doing. I'll get some of the things that I normally do. Get that out of the way right now. When you're tuning into Podcrapular, the likelihood is you are streaming it on iTunes, or perhaps you've gotten it from one of your podcast feeds, or maybe you've just gone to golfwidow.podomatic.com or myspace.com/podcrapular and gone ahead and clicked on the little button to listen to the darn thing. And for those of you who have been doing that all these years, thank you, all these shows, none of you are listening, but for those of you who may or may not be just to mess with me, thank you so much for listening. This is Andy Martello, one half of Podcrapular, and you can find me at andymartello.com. That's my main website promoting my comedy juggling fire eating extravaganza, or andymartello.blogspot.com. That's my weblog. I normally would say things like go read golfwidow.net and read her blog, or go to anywhere else, but I ain't gonna do that because Golf Widow was recently on someone else's show and my name never came up. Never. Not once. She was on Monty's kick-ass radio program. I'm not even gonna mention where you can listen to her. That's how bitter I am. I'm not really bitter. It's just I've done no show prep. But she was not. She was there on another person's show being very, very funny, as Golf Widow usually is, as you all know. Anyone who listens, you really listen to Golf Widow. You don't really listen to me. I know this. You really only read her stuff. I know you don't read my stuff. I'm fine with that, because I have my own little world here in Las Vegas that doesn't involve anything but me and martinis, and that's fine. But she was on Monty's fantastic radio program doing some of her horror-oscopes. Only hers this time were war-oscopes, and they were quite funny, as you could tell by the countless endless supply of laughing coming out of the lovely and talented Monty. And it made me think, Golf Widow mentioned that she doesn't get to do anything like that on her podcast, which kind of got my nose out of joint, simply because she's always funny on our podcast, and she's always welcome to prepare written works. She can read from her damn book, Getting My Think On by Sandra Harris. She can read from her book anytime she wants, and it dawned on me, well, shit, I don't do any of my stuff. I mean, I do things on the show that sometimes are from my comedy act, but I haven't spent an unnecessary amount of time writing or doing anything. So I'm going to take this Golf Widow-less time and this podcast, Podcrapular Light time, to go ahead and play a few things that you may or may not have heard me say, or maybe you saw on YouTube, but I've got some MP3s, and I'm going to play a few things from some stuff I've done. In fact, I'm going to start off with a little tiny bit of things that I did most recently at the River Palms Hotel and Casino in Laughlin, Nevada. I'm going to play a little snippet of some comedy about Laughlin, simply because I like, whenever I'm opening a show, I like going ahead and giving people some humor that pertains specifically to their area, so I wrote a few little things for that. And if you like it, fantastic, and if not, what do I care? It kills a minute, maybe a minute and a half. So here we go. Here's some humor about Laughlin from Laughlin, courtesy of me, Andy Martello.
Well, I would like to welcome you all to the River Palms in beautiful Laughlin, Nevada. Laughlin, Nevada, the passive-aggressive gambling capital of the world. What happens in Laughlin gets canceled after two episodes. I was sad to see that show go. I really was. Two episodes and it dawned on me, I'm like, Laughlin, Nevada just may well be the last city in America that thinks Melanie Griffith is hot. And I think she needs that. Well, I'm making those jokes, but I really love coming out to Laughlin. Laughlin's a fantastic town. I really have a good time here. I love the beauty. You know what? I like Laughlin for the same reason that you people like Laughlin. It's not Las Vegas. What do you mean with all that money and fame and bad traffic? You have everything you need. You have the Watchman, Vicki Lawrence, and Clear Passage to Needles, California.
Good Lord, I'm a genius. Listen to that funny. Did you hear that? Well, they were laughing. I mean, it's a horrible camcorder tape, I know, so the footage is limited. But I think it was funny, and let's face it, I'm only going to have a limited amount of time to do the joke, what happens in Laughlin gets canceled after two episodes, because I think only people in Laughlin will find that funny, and I think in another month or so, they may not find that funny. Although, personally, I am hoping that with the writer's strike going on ad nauseum, they're going to re-air. I think they should re-air all the episodes of Viva Laughlin that they have in the can, regardless of whether or not anyone wants to watch. Because if there's no new content, people will, in fact, watch. That's how desperate we are for funny. And speaking of desperate for funny, you're listening to me, Andy Martello, and Podcrapular Light. Josh is sitting here thinking, why on earth am I producing this show? In fact, is he really doing anything to produce this show? I don't know. He may add an intro, he may add an ending. I hope he does one or both. And I hope he does all the work that I don't want to do. In fact, maybe he should just take over this show. Everyone loves Josh anyway. I love Josh. I haven't even met the guy. Maybe I'll do a Podcrapular Light with him one day. The possibilities are endless. Getting back to endless possibilities, I'll play another little something from some comedy stuff that I did. Now, I used to be part of a group that is now defunct, and I am the reason it was defunct, because I was an asshole. And I kind of broke up the band before our first show, and I feel awful about it to this day. The group was called Mr. X's Briefcase, and even though I've apologized many times to the other lads in the comedy group, for being a jerk the night we were rehearsing for our one and only live show, I am still proud of the fact that we put together a couple of sketches on we had intentions of making an album, and we actually got one played on the Dr. Demento show numerous times. We were the third most requested demented track of, I believe it was 2000 or 2001. All I know is we got the hell played out of one of our funny tracks, something I wrote a long time ago while sitting on the line, sitting on the phone, waiting for somebody at a support center to help me with a universal remote I could not seem to program. So let me play for you. I'm going to play two things, one that got played a lot on air and one that didn't. And we, of course, like the one that didn't get played a lot on air simply because of the, there's a lot of flatulent humor in the second one. But first things first, I'm going to play for you something called Suicide Hotline. Hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Suicide Hotline. All circuits are busy at this time. Your call is important to us, so please stay on the line. In order to serve you better, we've installed this automated menu feature. This will ensure faster processing of your call. If you are feeling desperate and lonely, press 1. If you believe you are being punished by God, press 2. If that bitch and or bastard has left you, press 3.
Susan.
You have selected...
number 3.
If this is correct, press 1. If this is incorrect, press 2. Please hold while I transfer your call. If you are going to overdose on sleeping pills, press 1. If you are sitting in the garage with your car motor running, press 2. If you plan to leap to your death, press 3. Please hold while I transfer your call. If you are in a foreign automobile, press 1.
3.
If you are in
3.
A domestic automobile, press 2.
Don't even have a car.
If you would like to return to the previous menu, press 3. If you are going to overdose on sleeping pills, press 1.
Come on.
If you are sitting in the garage with your car motor running, press 2. If you plan to leap to your death, please hold while I transfer your call. If you are planning to jump from a bridge, press 1. If you are standing at the edge of a cliff, press 2. If you are going to jump out of the window of a tall building, press 3. Please hold while I transfer your call. We're sorry, all circuits are busy. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line. We apologize for the delay. An operator will be with you shortly. If you would like to file a complaint with our customer service department, press pound. If you would like to file a complaint prior to killing yourself, press 1. If you would just like to speak to a human being, press 1.
Tu tierra habla un counselor de español.
If you wish to kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. Now that little segment there, I think Russ Horvath, who actually did all the production on that, did a fine job. That was me doing the voiceover, except for the words, number 3. There was a guy by the name of Dom Luisi, and the absent member from that recording is Kurt Lindemann, a man who just recently asked me to be his best man at a wedding, and I'm torn trying to decide if I should go, because, good Lord, I hate weddings. Why would I want to be anybody's best man? I'm nobody's best man. I'm not even the best man for my wife. But anyway, Suicide Hotline, which I still think is as funny and significantly relevant today as it was a long, long time ago when I wrote it, and I thought it was fantastic that we got played on the Dr. Demento show, which if you've ever done comedy, especially put anything on tape or on CD or anything like that. That's kind of that's the bee's knees right there. However, the one we also sent him when we sent a little demo, I prepared a little demo on my first computer. We also sent a little something called Blowhard, and that was kind of inspired by something Kurt wrote, and then we all kind of ran with it, and essentially, well, we'll just play it. It's a commercial parody called Blowhard.
I fold. These cods are terrible. Nothing wrong with Fred's chili, though. Oh,
I tend to agree.
Gabriel, sound your horn.
Hey, I think it's the beans that make it great. Oh, how'd you like that one?
Yeah, this sure beats a salad. A salad.
Oh, no.
Tom, if you didn't like the chili, you should have just eaten the chips.
Can you believe this guy?
Yeah, let's break it up for tonight. My wife's going to be home anyway.
I should get going.
Yeah, we'll see you guys.
I'm sorry.
Later that evening.
Hey, Tom, did you really think the chili was that bad?
Aw, Jim, no, I loved it. But my wife has me taking Beano all the time.
Oh, I've been there. How about if you try this?
Blowhard?
Trust me.
Hmm.
1 week later...
Hey, great bean dip, Bob.
Oh! Hey, it's the best.
Oh! Thanks. Wait a minute. I want to know what you think of it, Tom.
Oh, you really want to know?
Yeah, let's hear it. Come on.
Well, I just have to say...
Look at that. Wow!
Painted down here. Look out.
I think he shit himself. Woo!
Good job, Tom.
That was great.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Blowhard.
Blowhard. Let loose with the juice.
Anybody see where the dog went after that?
See, the problem is, when you put four adults who are either soon to be in their 30s or just a little later than their 30s in a room together with potato chips and pretzels and occasionally beverages, sooner or later it always turns to farting. And I don't care what anyone says, I don't care what any wife or girlfriend says, farting will always be funny. And damn it, we had intentions when we recorded that. We actually sat around and recorded far, far too many minutes of farting just so we could get the perfect blend of farts for that sketch. And the intention was, had we ever gone to the lengths of finishing the CD, which I still am upset we never did, and once again, my fault, many apologies to the lads, my fault, someday they'll forgive me. They probably have, but they don't care, we don't speak anymore. In any event, we had intentions of releasing a 30 to 40 minute CD, like a bonus CD you could purchase when purchasing our CD at gigs, and it was going to be titled They're Grown Men, or We're Grown Men, something like that. And it was essentially going to be 40 minutes of us farting and then laughing uncontrollably at the farts. And I do have an outtake of that, which I could play for you, but I will not, because, you know, there's just something I need to leave for you. In any event, let's get back to Laughlin, Nevada, where we take you now to Laughlin, Nevada at the River Palms Hotel and Casino, a beautiful casino with a fantastic stage. And I'm going to play a little bit of stuff. This one is a little more less Laughlin specific, more stupid games you played as a kid specific. But I was very fortunate that night to have some people in the audience who actually knew the game I was talking about. Sometimes when you reference games you played as a kid, you are not fortunate enough to find people who know what the hell you're talking about. And in this case, we had somebody who knew what the hell I was talking about when I was talking about a game called Slug Bug. For those of you who never played it, I'll let you know, Slug Bug is a game that when I was a kid, if you saw a Volkswagen Bug drive around, the first person who saw it had to immediately hit the closest person to him, screaming the phrase, Slug Bug. If you saw a Volkswagen bus, it was Slug Bus. Sometimes you'd hit them twice. And if you saw a convertible Volkswagen Bug, we called it Der Schlugabug. I'm not sure why. Sounds German, I guess. And sometimes that would incur three hits, or just literally firing a person out of a moving vehicle. So anyway, I wrote a little something that always gets a nice laugh, and I hope you enjoy it, my little bit. When I die, this is the one they'll remember me for. Slugabug.
Let me tell you a little bit about myself. Recently, I was driving with a friend of mine, an old female friend of mine from high school. Just long friends. I actually knew her in grade school. And we grew up together. I hadn't seen her in a long, long time. We were taking a drive. We were going to go out and have some lunch. One of those brand new Volkswagen Bugs drove right by. And out of nowhere, she just hauls off. Slug Bug! That's right. You played that game too? Good Lord, slug bucks, anything. It was if you saw the Volkswagen Bug, you just hit the person as hard as you can next to him and scream, slug bug. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, Jesus Christ, we're 37. What the hell? And she's like, oh, it's a Volkswagen Bug, come on, Andy. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, you know what? We're grown adults now. If we're going to play a game based on the names of cars, I see Hummers driving up and down the road all day. Yeah, you don't know that one. I'm sure you don't. I heard one of them, we don't know that one. Oh, hell, you do. You came to Laughlin. I know. I know what happens in Laughlin. Oh, man. Yeah, I live in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And that's good for me, because that means I only have herpes in Las Vegas. And some of you are very pleased to hear that. That's good.
Well, then, doesn't get much funnier than that. Now I'm starting to understand why I don't have any work. Okay, that's not true. I will be at the Wallapai Ranch, December 18th through the 23rd, and again from the 26th through the 30th, and then once a week, every month, with a little luck, until forever and ever. And for those of you who have been curious and emailing and supporting me and all this stuff and maybe not checking out my blog, yes, indeed, I have actually started been... The ice has, in fact, begun to crack. I am starting to break into some of the market out here in beautiful Las Vegas. So with a little luck, I will be back to being a full-time entertainer as well as a magician slash salesperson at the Houdini's Magic Shop. So anyway, that's it for this Podcrapular Light. I thank you for listening. Please remember to tune in to Golf Widow and myself when we're doing a full-on hour-long Podcrapular. Listen to Josh, listen to Golf Widow, listen to whomever puts together these Podcrapular Lights, and visit golfwidow.podomatic.com, visit myspace.com/podcrapular, go to listener42, I believe that's at livejournal.com, listener42/live, I think that's what it is. I always forget these things. Josh knows I suck. But anyway, thank you for listening, and I hope you got a little laugh, and I'll talk to you all again very, very soon.